Orange in the Central West's 105.1 at Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Now, I'm sure everyone's aware by now that we have a new mayor in Orange. It is Jason Hambling, and he joins us online for a weekly catch-up. Jason, good morning to you.
Morning, Gilly.
Mate, firstly, congratulations for starters on getting the role of mayor. What's happening with council? Have we started council meetings for 2022?
No, we haven't yet. I've been working. I've been in a council a bit, getting briefings from senior staff. The beauty of I'm not new to the role. I'm not new to role as a councillor, so I knew a fair bit, but I had to touch up on a few things.
Yep.
We've got 8 brand new councillors. We've got three ladies on council. We've got Gerald Power, who's an Indigenous representative. So we've got quite a new and diverse council. So the meetings will start the first Tuesday in February. There's a few induction courses that the new councillors have to go through. You know, it's a pretty big deal being a councillor. It's a whole new way of life, and the 8 new councillors will have to hit the road running.
Yeah, absolutely right. Well, I think you're right too. I think it is a very good representation of our community, and great to see 3 ladies on there. Of course, Gerald Power, our first Indigenous councillor as well. So great to see indeed. Now, let's talk about young Phoebe Litchfield. Isn't she just setting the world on fire? She's made it to the Australian A side.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And, you know, I think Orange has been watching her growth and pathways through the different cricket, different ladies cricket channels. And she's made it to the Australian A. So obviously there's a lot of people watching her, including Australian selectors. So this is the, you know, there's one more step to the Australian side, but the Australian A is a great achievement for Phoebe, and I take my hat off for Phoebe. She works very hard. She's an outstanding young lady, and you know, we've been pretty good with women cricketers. We had Joe Gerry, who's now Joe Hunter, who played for Australia, and a couple others. So you know, it just shows for those young ladies out there, and I know there's a few young talented ladies out there playing cricket at the moment. There is pathways, and you follow Phoebe's story, you can get to where you want to get to.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got fantastic facilities here with the Cricket of Excellence, Wade Park. It's a fantastic field and ground as well. And, we've got all the reasons why we should be producing some great high-quality cricketers. Now, the draft housing strategy, that's on public exhibition at the moment.
Yes, it is. And it's a really important document, and it's on exhibition till the 21st of February. And we've had 31 people go on to the Orange Council website and complete the survey. So I'm encouraging people to get on and, tell us what you think about the strategy, and tell us what you think about housing. There's three themes that have come out of the 31 people who have done the survey. It's water security, housing affordability, and diversity. And, you know, they're really three important topics. Obviously, water security, we're not in a drought at the moment, but, you know, I reckon there's a fair chance in the years coming we will be. So it's up to council to have a look at that. And, you know, over the last 10 years, we have invested $100 million in water security, and that's with Suma Park Dam wall being raised, stormwater harvesting, and the pipeline to the Macquarie River. So we'll continue to look at that. Mm. Obviously, housing affordability, it's not just Orange, it's Australia-wide.
And, yeah.
You know,
if you're a homeowner, no one's complaining, but if you're trying to get into the market, geez, good luck.
Oh, that's right, and especially younger people. And, you know, when I was a bit younger, I used to go with a few mates and go rent a house and, you know, have a bit of fun. But, you know, to do that these days, your kids will want to, you know, the young people want to be on a fairly good wage to get a rental in Orange. So that's something council will look at, and that'll come back to council in the first few months. So that's a pretty important decision that'll have to be made by the new council of where we go, how we go about it. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of talk and a lot of, I'd like to see a lot of positive talk, not blame games and we should be doing this and you should be doing that. You know, it'd be good to get some constructive talk going, and obviously those conversations have to happen with the state and federal government as well around housing affordability.
Yeah, all right. Now, Ophir Road yesterday, some major roadworks are happening there between, is it the first and second crossings?
Yes, it is. It's the first and second crossings. There's a $700,000 upgrade. I was with Sam Farraway, who's the Minister for Regional and Rural Roads, and our local member, Phil Donato, to turn the sod on that. So, yeah, it's more of a safety issue. That intersection there where you come down into Clifton Grove where you turn right there, I can't think of the name, it's gone beyond me, but there's that intersection that you can go right into Clifton Grove. As you're coming back from over, you come over that hill and it's a bit of a blind intersection. So that'll be fixed up, and as well as some road sealing. As well as that, I had a meeting with Mr. Farrelway and some senior executives from the roads, and just talking about the road situation around Orange and some future projects that are coming up.
All right, I'm sure you'll keep us across it. I'm with the Mayor of Orange, Jason Hamling. Thanks as always, mate. We'll catch you next week.
Good on you, Gilly. Thanks, mate.